An upcoming music festival, National Curling Championship and Golf Series are the first recipients of the Municipal Accommodation Tax, MAT, funding. The Timmins Economic Development Corporation, TEDC, announced the grants in a news release today. The cash was collected through a 4% charge on hotels, motels and other short-term accommodations. The city has been collecting the tax since 2019. The grants announced today are the first being distributed to local groups. Timmins Festivals and Events Committee, TFEC, is receiving $175,000 for the Rock on the River Reconnect Music Festival being held October 1 and 2 at Hollinger Park. The decision was made in part because of the organization's experience hosting past events and their ability to use the funds towards future investment that will attract visitors to the area and enhance the Timmins tourism experience, reads the announcement. The McIntyre Curling Club is receiving $109,200 for the 2022 Curling Canada Under 18 National Championship being held in February. The Northern Golf Association is being given $7,500 to help with the Next Gen Fall Series East Championship being held at the Hollinger Golf Club September 16 to 19. It's been a long time coming and the design of the program and its objectives have been fulfilled with the first three recipients of the fund. All show partnership and support by the community and fulfill the objective to try to attract more visitors to Timmins and have them stay longer and spend money, said Fred Gibbons, TEDC board chair, in a news release. Timmins Mayor George Peary said it's delightful that the money is collected from visitors. Tourism dollars are being reinvested in opportunities that are of no cost to our local taxpayer, he said in a statement. The city of Timmins started collecting the MAT cash in May 2019. In the first year, about $640,000 was collected, and it was estimated earlier this year that the 2020 total was about $460,000. Of the total, 50% goes to city coffers and 50% is redistributed back into the community for tourism activities. The city partnered with the TEDC to be the not-for-profit entity to reinvest the cash. Applications for funding opened in July 2021.